Let's talk about these reports that argue that Turkey is in the midst of completing a purchase of S-400 missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, from Russia. What is the U.S. perspective?
Well, first of all, we have, as to the best of our knowledge, a situation where the governments of Russia and Turkey have agreed to a sale of what is among the most powerful and most devastating anti-aircraft missile system in the world, the S-400. The Turkish Defense Ministry's Executive Committee now needs to decide whether or not it will actually proceed with executing a contract. So the governments have given the permission for this to proceed, but a contract, to the best of our knowledge, has yet to be signed. The fact that Turkey is moving in this direction, even if they decide in the end to not proceed, is, I believe, a very worrisome sign about the broader policy drift that we have seen in Turkey over the last half decade or so. And it's stepped up its pace in very concerning ways in recent months and recent years, especially since the coup of July 2016, where Turkey is seeming to be a less reliable partner of the West, and especially of the Transatlantic Alliance. We see much of this emanating from statements about the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the manner in which Turkey has pitted itself against a number of moderate Sunni countries in the Persian Gulf, and befriending Qatar, whose policies have caused great alarm in the Middle East, especially its very close relationship with Iran. And I think especially the fact that Turkey seems in many ways to be deliberately thwarting an allied effort, the United States and a number of moderate Sunni governments in the Middle East, to destroy Islamic State in eastern Syria and in northern Iraq, and perhaps in the process working very closely with the most effective ground force in that area, the Kurdish fighters of northern Syria, facilitating a process where Kurdistan achieves some level of autonomy. And this is the number one concern for the Turkish government, and in ways in which it might react in a very problematic fashion against the NATO alliance. And this now is just one more development in that process of Turkey becoming a less reliable, less strategic ally of the transatlantic alliance in one of the most difficult parts of the world.
So what would be or should be the reaction from Washington?
I'm not sure that there's going to be any type of public position or statement unless there's actually a decision made to proceed. My own sense is that there is a great amount of quiet traffic between Washington and Ankara, trying to persuade the Turks to not move in this direction. One, because this could be a very destabilizing weapon system, again, in a very volatile part of the world. But the issue is not only the fact that you would have Turkey buying a major, very expensive weapon system from a country that is really provoking, if not outright attacking, NATO along the eastern NATO frontier with Russia, and especially with what we saw in Georgia in 2008, what we've seen in Nagorno-Karabakh, what we've seen in Moldova, what we've seen in Ukraine, and what we may see in a few weeks, this massive military exercise in Belarus that might be a provocation against countries such as Poland or Lithuania in the Baltics. But the idea that Turkey would proceed with such a major missile system that is non-interoperable with NATO military hardware, as if to say that Turkey is moving in a non-NATO independent military direction, I think is going to be very troublesome when it comes to defense cooperation and consultation, and so importantly to all this, Alex, the trust that's required of allies to face common threats together. But I believe that you'll have all of this continue to take place behind the scenes until we know what the actual Turkish decision will be. We hope it's the right one. If it's the wrong one, then we'll look to see how Washington and the larger alliance at large, including countries such as Germany, which have their own new difficulties with Turkey over deployment of forces at Incirlik Air Force Base, how they'll decide to send the right message to Turkey if they feel it's taken a very, very misguided step with a possible missile purchase.
if indeed this purchase goes ahead, it dramatically alters the balance of power, especially with Greece. How should Greece respond?
Well, Greece is going to have limited options because it doesn't have the defense budget flexibility that it had 7 or 8 years ago. You may see a closer tie between Greece and the United States to help ensure that we don't have a missile system in Turkey that can completely overwhelm the Greek Air Force or Greek missile batteries in the event of a conflict, which none of us would like to see happen. We have to underscore that first and foremost. You may also see a tightening of ties between the United States and Greece when it comes to defense cooperation in the Aegean and in the Eastern Mediterranean, where both countries have very, very strong shared interests in larger defense cooperation, in preventing WMD, weapons of mass destruction, proliferation, and including protecting the shipping lanes that are so important between the Red Sea, the Suez Canal, and the port of Piraeus now. So I think you'll actually see perhaps a stepped-up role for U.S.-Greek defense and especially naval cooperation in the Souda Bay facility in western Crete, and look to see how that becomes the kind of project that brings the two militaries closer together, regardless of whether Turkey proceeds with the S-400. But if Turkey does, to become an even more urgent project of U.S.-Greece defense cooperation.
Mr. Sirilidis, once again, thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.